The scene is a former Tallahassee shopping center, which is now the home of several state government agencies. Part of its vast parking lot is full of colorfully painted food trucks. Hundreds of people are checking out the various trucks' menus, which range from sandwiches and traditional comfort foods to exotic international fare. One customer isn't shy about sharing his personal choice.
I'm sorry, I'm Southern. All right, being a Southern boy, I like good barbecue. So if you got a barbecue truck, see me.
This enthusiastic diner's food truck expertise, however, goes beyond simply knowing which ones have good barbecue. He is Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation Secretary Ken Lawson. His agency regulates the state's food trucks, which he says are rapidly growing in numbers.
You know, over the last year, since last December when we had this first food truck event, we've seen growth really 17% across the state. And in fact, in Tallahassee alone, we've seen a doubling of trucks, where now we have about more than 95 trucks in Tallahassee in the Big Bend area.
Statewide, Lawson's department says the number of licensed food trucks now exceeds 3,000. Some are simply mobile extensions of existing traditional restaurants, but many are expressions of individual entrepreneurship. Take Julio Soto, who owns Julio's Food on the Move.
If it's just a hobby, I mean, I got a full-time job, a real job. And, you know, we just do it on weekends and different events here and there.
Soto specializes in Italian sausage and other dishes reflecting his ethnic heritage. That, he says, plus the vehicle he chose to house his kitchen, a trailer rather than a truck, makes his operation different from most.
This is a 68 Airstream. I didn't want to just, you know, do a trailer. I wanted a unique one, and I found it, and I started putting, you know, stuff in it, and here we are.
But while Soto isn't fully committed to the life of a food trucker, Rebecca Kelly is. She's a classically trained chef who could very well have opened a regular restaurant, but she opted instead for a food truck and painted the name Street Chefs on the side.
Because this costs about a tenth of a brick and mortar. It cost me around $30,000 to buy the truck, get the equipment, start everything up, license, insurance, the whole nine yards. Multiply that by 10, easily, for brick and mortar.
Kelly says there's another difference. Whereas so many regular restaurants get their food and other goods from large suppliers that aren't local, she prefers shopping small local sources.
We get all of our produce from Tomato Land. Our bread comes from 3 Cents Bakery here local in Tallahassee. You know, I'm a small business. I want to support small business. That's, I think, the way that the circle should work.
And besides loving the barbecue some of them serve, Department of Business and Professional Regulation Secretary Ken Lawson likes that food truck circle of success idea, too.
They're regulated just like any other restaurant. We check them out twice a year, make sure they're safe, and they're providing great service and also a shot in the arm to the economy. So we're all glad they're here.
As are so many hungry Florida residents and visitors who find more and more wherever they are, so too will the food trucks be. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.